T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, July 28th.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Dramatic night in the U.S. Senate as health care is voted down. John McCain, the pivotal vote. We'll have the details coming up.
President Trump takes on a gang. I'm ABC's Aaron Katursky with more coming up.
An Amtrak train collides with a Kansas cattle truck. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Remember when there were jobs for men and jobs for women? A new survey says those days are long gone. I'm Daria Albinger. That story coming up.
It's happened. Someone's filed a class action lawsuit over Pokemon Go. I'm ABC's Ryan Burr with that story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It looks like a very quiet end of the work week and a nice start to the weekend. Our forecast is coming up.
A defeat for President Trump and the Republican agenda after a long night in the Senate. Another vote to repeal Obamacare failed in the wee morning hours today, the morning. Three Republicans, including Senator John McCain, breaking ranks and voting no.
All eyes on Maverick John McCain, who returned to Washington to take part in the health care debate despite his aggressive brain cancer diagnosis. The vote began at 1:24 a.m., and minutes later, McCain showing no lack of stamina, raising his arm and then lowering the boom on the Republicans' signature promise. The dramatic moment eliciting cheers from the Democrats. Along with McCain, Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski also voting no, making the final tally 49-51.
That's ABC's Emily Rao with that report from the nation's capital. Hundreds of jobs may be added to the Wichita economy as Hormel Foods looks to expand its Dole Foods manufacturing plant in North Wichita at 29th and Ohio. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell says the company is looking to add at least 350 more jobs in Wichita during the next 5 years.
Absolutely thrilling that not only are we talking about a company that's going to bring manufacturing, food processing jobs, which expands and diversifies our job market, but they're going to invest in Wichita, which will include a $132 million investment.
The Hormel expansion project still pending approval by the Wichita City Council next week. President Trump will travel to suburban New York today, highlighting efforts to crack down on the transnational gang known as MS-13.
Since the start of 2016, MS-13 has been blamed for 17 killings on Long Island, where President Trump will discuss the administration's attempt to eliminate a gang the Justice Department's Robert Hur said instills fear through shocking acts of violence.
Vicious machete attacks, execution-style gunshots.
Advocates for immigrant rights like Walter Barrientos see an ulterior motive.
We are saddened and outraged to see President Trump seek to use local tragedies for political gain.
The president's trip comes 3 months after Attorney General Jeff Sessions visited law enforcement in the same county. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
After nearly 7 years in office, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback is moving on. He's been given a new job at the State Department. Governor Brownback says he has accepted the Trump administration's offer to become the ambassador at large for international religious freedom.
The issue of religious freedom is incredibly important, and this administration is committed to working on it and working aggressively on this topic.
Governor Brownback's nomination does require a Senate confirmation vote. An Amtrak passenger train is running again after a collision with a cattle truck in eastern Kansas.
No serious injuries were reported when the livestock trailer was split in half in the Thursday morning collision near the town of Redding, northeast of Emporia. An Amtrak spokesman says that after a four-hour delay, the train continued eastward. At least two of the three crew members in the cab of the Southwest Chief sustained minor cuts and bruises, but none of the 211 passengers were injured. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Utah man has been arraigned on murder charges in Alaska after authorities say he killed his wife while on an Alaskan cruise Tuesday night.
The federal indictment says security officers on the ship were called to the room of Kenneth and Christy Manzanares after passengers heard screams, finding blood on Kenneth's hands and clothing. One witness spotting him trying to drag the 39-year-old realtor and mother of three's body toward the balcony.
That's ABC's Lindsay Janice with those details. Jobs for women, jobs for men. Should they even be separated at all? We'll find out. And a big lawsuit may be heading for the Pokemon folks. We'll have those details on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:05. Right. 7:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Did your parents encourage or discourage you from certain jobs because of your gender? A new survey says you probably won't do that with your kids.
A Career Builder survey finds women are making greater inroads into traditionally male jobs than ever before.
Women took nearly half of new jobs for lawyers and veterinarians, nearly a third of new jobs for surgeons, web developers, and firefighters. They also took 28% of CEO positions.
Spokesperson Jennifer Grass says, guys, you're doing the same thing.
Men have grown their presence in roles ranging from education administrators, pharmacists, and interior designers to cooks, accountants, and human resource managers.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A man from California is suing Pokemon Go creator Niantic over a miserable festival in Chicago. It was plagued by poor cell service and malfunctioning software.
Jonathan Norton says he spent about $1,200 to travel to the event where he experienced bad connectivity, poor communication by event staff, and never got the promised exclusive access to legendary Pokemon.
We paid so much money to come to this event and catch these legendary Pokemon, and they never spawned inside the event. And then as soon as it was over, everybody else got them. So basically, I could have stayed home and I would have had a better experience and caught the legendary Pokemon rather than going there.
He's filed a nationwide class action lawsuit seeking a reimbursement for his travel expenses. Niantic has promised players ticket refunds and game credits. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Huh. We'll see how that guy does with that lawsuit.
Yeah, never it sue is, over uncaught Pokemon.
It is 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And here on a Friday morning, we are looking at a pretty nice weekend with some below-average temperatures, so we'll fill you in on the full forecast coming up shortly. But let's take a look at traffic and what's going on the Wichita streets right now, Jad.
Right now in Wichita, things looking pretty good out there. Starting to see the traffic slowing down in the road construction, though, so you're going to want to watch that, especially eastbound Kellogg at I-235. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now, let's check in the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman standing by. Leon?
Good morning. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the Pokemon guy. I don't quite get that.
Yeah. Spends $1,200 to go play Pokemon in another city.
Well, gets you out of mom's basement for a little while.
I guess. Hey, well, it's good. It's a good day to get. It's a good weekend to get out of your basement. Period. In Wichita this weekend. I mean, goodness gracious, below average temperatures. Hello.
Can you believe that? And we're heading into August, and we're talking about cooling things down a little bit next week. Look, yesterday we hit 87. We'll be a few degrees warmer than that today. We'll be up to about 90 this afternoon. Normal high this time of year would be 93. So generally, you'd say you're running pretty much on par, a couple of degrees below. Bit of humidity, which makes things feel just a little bit warmer, but still, outside, not a problem. I mean, yeah, it's hot in July here in Kansas, so it's a real good-looking day. This weekend looks fabulous. Highs will be in the upper 80s and low 90s, and we should be fairly dry. Next week, we're talking 80s all the way across the board.
Yeah, when we see temperatures in the high 80s, you know, we're just thinking, hey, it's not 104 like it was a week and a half ago.
See, that's the thing. The day before yesterday was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
We had
an
87 yesterday. The trend has really come around in our favor, and it looks like this weekend is going to be great for whatever outdoor activities. You know, I was out all day, pretty much all day yesterday. Sure, it was a little on the toasty side, but, boy, compared, it's not unbearable. It's just regular July instead of that 103, 104 with a, you know, heat index of 107. We don't have that anymore.
We can deal with that. Thanks, Leon. Have a great weekend. That is KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. It's 7:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Iran has made a launch into space. What's that about? Let's find out from Tom Rivers, ABC News correspondent in London. Tom, what is Iran up to?
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, a lot of people asking that. We don't know. We know the size of this two-stage rocket called a Simorgh, which translates into Phoenix, and it could take a satellite payload of something like 550 pounds. It could be a communication satellite. You name it, fill in the blank. We don't know because state media in Tehran is not saying what it's for. But, of course, a number of countries, the U.S. is said to be concerned about this. Why? Because Israel, its good neighbor, and its neighbor Saudi Arabia don't like it. So I guess we are supposed to be bothered by it, too. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the nuclear accord, which was struck 2 years ago. It certainly can do this, but just a number of countries don't like what's going on before them.
Where is Iran when it comes to its space program right now? Does it have much of one?
Doesn't have much of one. The last successful satellite rocket launch was just over 2 years ago. So it's one of a few countries that certainly have entered the space domain, if you will, over the past couple of decades, I guess you could put it that way. So it's not just the, if you will, the Provence of, say, the U.S. and Russia or even China anymore, other countries jumping in as well.
And the U.S. State Department really doesn't know. I guess if you can keep a secret these days with everybody watching everybody, then that makes everybody wary, doesn't it?
Well, I guess. I mean, you know, what's to stop a country to say, I want to enter the space program, too? And, you know, if the State Department is getting bent out of shape about it, why should somebody in the Midwest be bent out of shape about it? You know, it's a kind of a cheerleading act. You want to follow my line of thinking on that. But I guess he just watches pretty closely and see exactly what they're getting up to.
Iran launching a satellite-carrying rocket into space. Tom, what's going on in London today? How are things in the U.K.?
Yeah, pretty good. It's kind of a sad day. We're just kind of waiting on the latest development on Charlie Gard, as you've probably been following. And the last legal maneuvering is over now, and it looks like we'll find out probably after the fact. But the terminally ill 11-month-old will be taken, or maybe at a hospice right now as we speak. Once that happens, the authorities expect that he will be taken off life support, and that means probably just a couple of hours more to live. But that's kind of the focus here in London, people watching that one with sadness and resignation that there's nothing else that can be done at this stage.
That's a story that's captured worldwide attention. It's sad that that some way that little baby couldn't get care, but that's the way things have developed.
Exactly. And it goes back to, you know, what, if anything, could have been done. And they got down to the point of experimental treatment, and with the doctor coming over from the U.S. saying there's only a 10% chance of anything even remotely helping this child. Really, the experts here and even the legal community saying, sadly, this is the final, if you will, life-ending situation that we're facing, and many people maybe would be facing similar things. If you had a loved one that was on a life support system at some stage, you can understand, and it resonates with you maybe even more.
Tom, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We appreciate
it.
Tom Rivers, ABC News correspondent, joining us live from London this morning, talking about a couple of stories capturing worldwide attention. Thanks, Tom. It is 7:16 with Steve and Ted, KNSS, here on a Friday morning. We always have our poll in action. Make sure you head to that. That's the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll. It's right there on our website at knssradio.com. Make sure you check it out and weigh in. Our poll question right now, the National Baseball Congress World Series is off and roaring at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, kind of hitting the halfway mark this weekend. What is your participation? 20% of our respondents says it's been a little hot so far, but I do plan to go to a game or two. 40% responding, I have already been out to watch some baseball. Another 40% have responded, I will not be in attendance. Of course, attendance will pick up this weekend with the Kansas Stars playing tomorrow night, former major leaguers, and the USA national team on Sunday night. So there will be some more fandom and attendance-wise going on as the NBC World Series heads down the home stretch in the coming week. And always on our Facebook page, KNSS Facebook, we have news stories updated 24/7. We certainly solicit your responses to that, some of which we share with you on the air. One of our stories, Rolling Stone magazine wonders why the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can't be our president. Listener Mike says, how about, and then in capital letters, because he was born in Canada. We also had a story about the six Senate Republicans flip-flopping in favor of Obamacare. James says, McCain back to his stabbing ways. That didn't take long. AJ says, vote them out. Some of our listener response to our stories on KNSS Facebook. Make sure you like us on Facebook. We like to be liked. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's check out what's going on in sports. And speaking of the NBC World Series, let's go ahead and talk about the 83rd annual National Baseball Congress event continuing at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Yesterday was day six of competition. It wrapped up about 11:30 last night. Yesterday's winners include the Great Bend Batcats and the Cheney Diamond Dogs. Both end up 3-0 in pool play. They won their respective pools, and that means they advance into the last four teams alive, the four pool winners, who will play tonight in two games. And those are winner-take-all games. The two winners advance into championship week. So you got to win to move on. So we kind of got a couple of big games tonight on day seven of action at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. At 7 o'clock, it'll be Great Bend taking on Cheney. And then at 9:30 tonight, Mulvane against Austin. And those two winners will advance into championship week, which starts tomorrow. And there will be four games starting up championship week on the schedule for Saturday, beginning at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The Kansas Stars, with all those former major leaguers on their roster, will play their first game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The USA national team will play its first game in the tournament at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening as the NBC World Series gets going big time this weekend. Pro baseball for the first place Wichita Wingnuts. Another loss, losing 4-2 at Cleburne last night down in Texas. That's now a 9-game losing streak for the Wingnuts, who still are buoyed by the fact that they do have a huge 11-game lead over Cleburne atop the South Division, but a 9-game losing streak's put a little damper on that. They still have a huge lead in the division. Wichita at Cleburne again tonight for baseball action. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, winners of 8 games in a row, the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball right now. The Royals will go for their 9th straight win this evening. It was an off day for the Royals yesterday, traveling from Detroit to Boston. They will take on the first-place Red Sox this weekend in Fenway Park. Games tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. Listen to live coverage of the Royals and the Red Sox on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. At the moment, the Royals and the New York Yankees are the two wild card teams in the American League. We do have racing out at 81 Speedway tomorrow night. A little racing on the dirt track at up in Park City on the schedule for tomorrow evening. And a happy birthday today to Vida Blue, one of the great hard-throwing pitchers of the 1970s, is 68 years old today. Late in his career, he had a couple of years with the Kansas City Royals. Happy birthday, Vida Blue, 68 today. It is 7:21 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Keep it here for traffic and weather. And Americans aren't getting what they voted for, says Rush Limbaugh. It's part of the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Achieving your personal best on the road or in the gym often comes down to how you feel. And when it comes to the right shoes, nothing feels better than New Balance. The fit specialists at New Balance Wichita conduct an in-depth analysis on your foot size, shape, and gait, determining the New Balance shoe that will give you the comfort and confidence you need to test the limits and surpass your personal best. Experience the difference of custom fit today at New Balance Wichita, located at 13th and Webb near Whole Foods.
Hurry in to Mattress Firm's 72-hour sale. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. While supplies last, Get a free Yeti cooler or tumbler with select purchases. But hurry, Yeti quantities are limited and only while supplies last. Yep, it's the latest in cooling technology. Plus, save the tax on the best brands. Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattresses for just $209.99. Plus, save the tax. Yep, Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattresses for $209.99. That's good stuff. Hey, do you wake up sweating in the middle of the night? It could be your old mattress. And technology changes all the time, just like with everything, maybe like phones. You know, mattress technology changes too. So you got to visit a mattress firm near you, experience the latest in cooling mattress technology, and stop sleeping hot tonight. You got to sleep cool. Mattress Firm makes it easy to love your mattress. Hurry in. Mattress Firm's 72-hour sale this Friday through Sunday at Mattress Firm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.